At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just nonsense off air that it's amusing us. This man amuses us and he informs us. He's our guy, Tom Hauser, Channel 5. You want to tell everybody what number popped up and what number pops up now when we call people? Right here, WCC Radio, Nerve Center, heart of downtown Minneapolis.
I almost didn't pick it up because I did not expect a call from Henning, Minnesota. I don't know that I could find that on a map. I would have to look.
Last week, what was it, Dave? It was like Gary Zeminski or something like that?
Yeah, it was a different last name.
He's great. He's on in the mornings, right, with Vanita?
Yeah, exactly. When you're unavailable, it's Vanita and Gary Zeminski right here on Real Radio. You know, I mean, we're at WCC Radio, and it pops up a 218 area code, and very often we have to call a guest like four times before they'll answer the phone. It's always unique. It is always unique. Okay, let's.
Well, I'm so easy. I'll take phone calls from anyone. Yeah, so yeah. I actually picked up.
It's like the president.
Yeah, you are like Donald Trump. Really, Donald Trump. Just hey, we're in a cabinet meeting. There's some number. You know, I mean, honestly, it's right now up to like 2 million people. We'll have Trump's number. I'm kind of disappointed the three of us don't have it. We could.
I know, but could you imagine if we did? We could call him anytime, and there's at least a 50-50 chance he would pick up.
There is, and he just would be spewing Obama, Biden, Russian hoax, no inflation. Exactly. Country's hot, you know, all sorts of stuff. We might touch on the president in the end, but let's get to the Nicole Mitchell trial, which I know you're following today. This is the state senator. This happened in April of 2024, where she drove from Woodbury to Detroit Lakes, and it sure looks like broke into a home, okay? I mean, her attorney today is saying, well, she either broke into a home or she was checking on her stepmother. She has said that she was going up there to get the belongings of her father and that there were family conflicts and that Alzheimer was involved, but of course she did this dressed in all black. This is the middle of the night, not when most of us might check on someone. Silly me, I might check on them at 10, 11 in the day. But this is a part of, here's the audio, a video that was played when the officers are having an interrogation, a conversation with Nicole Mitchell, and late in it, the stepmother who owns the home chimes in. Give a listen, Tom.
I have never done anything like this. You're going to find it out. I'm a military commander, for God's sakes.
Okay.
She's got severe Alzheimer, and there were just a couple things in my dad's. I want her to come back because when everybody tried to help her right after the funeral,
she's trying to help. She's trying to get money.
Yeah, that's the stepmother. She's trying to get money. I know you're on this today, and you've been on it along with the implications, because there's such a narrow margin in the Senate. She is a Democrat, Republicans, to the surprise of no one, and if it was vice versa, the Democrats would have done the exact same, saying she's not living up to the standard, she should be out. Democrats took her off some committees, but she still was a state senator. What's your view on what you've had a chance to see so far today?
Well, there's a lot going on here. Let's start with what I heard in court today. The really interesting part of the defense is her attorney says the state has to prove she intended to commit a crime once she was inside the house. They're claiming just the mere fact she was in the house is not enough. They have to prove that she planned to commit a crime.
Okay, good luck on that one. I mean, hold on a second. So I'm pretty sure I know where you live. I'm going to show up tonight at 4:13 a.m. I'm just going to watch a little TV. I'm just going to hang out, and then I'm going to take things, and I'm going to say, prove that I'm here to take things.
Well, and that's what the prosecution plans to try to prove. In their opening statement, they said the defendant entered the stepmother's home with the intent to steal, and she does tell the officers she was after her dad's ashes, a flannel shirt, some other mementos of her dad that she said her stepmother would not give to her. Now, keep in mind, the courts awarded her dad's entire estate to the stepmother, so none of these things belonged to Nicole Mitchell. So if she was after those things without the stepmother's permission, then that would be an intent to steal.
Yep.
Now, she claims, and this is also going to be part of the defense, is that she was checking on a paranoid stepmother who has Alzheimer's. And they were concerned about her. She's been getting lost on her way to doctor's appointments. And she said she was checking on essentially a paranoid loved one, while also trying to get some of her dad's things. Now, you heard on the tape there, that is the body cam video from one of the officers who responded. And you can hear Carol Mitchell, the stepmother, say she just wants money. And so that is going to be at the crux of what is here. I don't know that she was looking for money per se in the burglary, but certainly looking for mementos, belongings of her father's, and her defense attorney said as much in court.
We can all see this. We may have been a part of it. When a loved one passes away, and you're trying, if it's not spelled out specifically in a will, and you're trying to get what you believe is yours, and if someone is pushing back, and if there's a health issue, it can be complex. I get it. But where I just don't see how it's going to pass the believability test with the jurors, I know they have a total of 15, if necessary, 10 men, 5 women, that of all the times to do it, Tom, it is in the middle of the night, you're dressed in black, and you're sneaking in the place. You know, if you're going to check on someone and you're having these battles, you could go to the authorities, you could go during the day. I just don't see how they're going to convince. I mean, we had Paul Applebaum on yesterday, outstanding defense attorney. He thought they were in an incredibly difficult position. He was shocked that they didn't come up with that they didn't resolve this before a plea deal for a lesser charge, because one of these charges is a felony. I just think it's going to be hard to convince citizens, Tom, that, yeah, you were just getting the things that belong to you and checking on somebody, and you did it in the middle of the night.
Well, and especially because of some of the physical evidence. There is the time factor. She left Woodbury, they said in court today, at 1 a.m., got to Detroit Lakes around 4:30 or so, and then that's when this all transpired. When Carol Mitchell heard the noise, called police, kept them on the phone, she armed herself with a steak knife to, defend herself. Mm-hmm. If need be. She thought it was a man she had stepped on. I mean, imagine this. You're in bed,
yeah,
and you know you're home alone, and you get out of bed and you step on a person.
During my single days, Tom, that happened frequently. I don't really like to talk about it, but, you know.
I don't know. Those were some parties. I know. I don't care if you're a 73-year-old woman or a
30-year-old
guy.
Yeah.
That is a little alarm. Okay, it's a lot alarming.
A lot alarming, yeah.
To step out of your bed and step on a person who then bolts out of your room. And, again, Nicole Mitchell claiming she was just there to check on her well-being. And after she was read her rights, the officer, and you hear all of this on the body cam, starts asking her questions. After she's been read her rights, she knows she doesn't have to say anything. And she says a lot. I mean, including, I know I did something bad. In fact, those were like the first words out of the prosecutor's mouth today in his opening argument. And then he said, she asked, well, what am I going to be charged with? And he said, well, probably burglary. And then he said, you're certainly dressed for it. Or you're, I quote here, you're definitely dressed for it. She was in all black with a black hat, a flashlight with a sock over it to mute the light. Just a lot of things that you just don't do if you're just there to check on someone's well.
A texter is asking a question that's been raised before. If she's facing a felony charge, which she is, why is she out? And as a contrast, Justin Eichhorn is not out.
Well, I think Justin Eichhorn resigned. She has declined to resign. I remember Eichhorn resigned before he could be expelled.
Right. So it's twofold, not only out of the Senate, but why, you know, if it's a felony, should she have been in jail the entire time? Because is Justin Eichhorn still in jail at this time?
No. He's been out for quite some time.
That's what I was wondering. I thought that was correct. Yeah.
No, and it all depends upon the severity of the crime. Let's put
right. It's grotesque what
P. Diddy
Eichhorn
did. Sean Combs at one end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And then Nicole Mitchell at the other end. So no, she's been out. She's been sitting in the Senate, you know, doing.
Yeah. But he's been out too, though. That's
yes, but he has resigned from the Senate.
Yep.
She is still in the Senate. And remember, even if she's convicted of a felony, she is not automatically out of the Senate. Her fellow senators would still have to take a vote to expel her. Now, in the old days, let's say 10 years ago, that might have been automatic. But now you've got President Trump in the Oval Office, despite
minor point
being convicted on felony charges. And all the people that he has pardoned, and I still don't know how that all factors in to her case, whether some of her colleagues might decide, well, maybe we just do a lesser penalty for her or whatever. But that'll be interesting. But we're not quite there yet because she hasn't been convicted. Obviously, if she's exonerated, then she just has to face the voters next year in 2026.
Yeah, and I could win the British Open later this week, too. All possibilities. It's not a really good possibility for me winning the Open right now. I'm not in it. I'm not at Portrush, but
it does make it more difficult to win if you're not actually in the field.
Yes, that is correct. All right, let's pause with R.A. Hauser. Tom, with more follow-up on Governor Walz and the $430,000 in legal fees, which we're paying for, when the governor was appearing in front of a congressional committee on immigration, and of course, like every congressional committee hearing, it was grandstanding, it was screaming, it was yelling, it was raising money, but we're on the hook for $430,000. And we talked about that last week, Tom, with more of the invoices and more reaction to it. Our guy Hauser, back with us in moments on CCO.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a Twins Ticket Tuesday. Yep. All-Star game tonight. But the Twins are going to come back. Next game for Twins Ticket Tuesday. Don't call now. Don't call now. You'll know when to call. Friday, July 25th, the Twins take on the red-hot Washington Nationals.
That'll also be the day of the first ever post-game laser show.
Yeah, pew, 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 pew. I'm seeing this. Pew, pew, pew. Can the three of us name a single Washington National? I'll go first. No.
From 10 years ago, Steven Strasburg.
Yeah, no, doesn't count. I can give you Bryce Harper.
Yeah, 10 years ago, Bryce
Harper. I can give you Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. I got some names. Rendon, I got right now. I think the three of us are 0 for 3. Is that fair?
I think that's a fair assumption. Yeah.
Yes. I know they just fired their general manager, which is probably why we can't identify anyone because they're not very good. Okay. So last week, the news breaks that when the governor appeared in front of a congressional hearing on immigration, along with the New York governor, the governor of Illinois, that we were on the hook for a $430,000 legal bill, which a lot of us was like, whoa. And then you saw that a lot of other folks who have appeared in front of committees in mayor positions, gubernatorial positions, that they also racked up enormous legal fees. Doesn't make individuals less angry, potentially. It still is fodder for the Republicans in the state. But you looked at the invoices, looked at some of the details in good reporting, which is available right now, KSTP.com. What stood out most to you, Tom, about the details you saw?
Well, what stood out most is, why didn't I go to law school?
That was correct. Yes, then, exactly. I think that's pretty much what I said last week. Why am I doing that, this? I mean, come on. Habeas corpus this. I object. Don't answer
Therefore, I could have done all that.
Exactly.
But when I look at how the ball got rolling on this, the governor received a letter along with other governors, the three that were called to testify, before the House Oversight Committee. That was on April 10th. On that same day, this law firm, K&L Gates out of D.C. was retained, the first thing they did was analyze this. I think it was a 3-page letter to the governor. That was $70. Took 10 minutes. And then another 10 minutes, confer with somebody regarding House letter to governor. That was another $70. Confer with three other people regarding House letter to the governor. That was $280 because that took 40 minutes. And then this just goes on and on. The first day alone, it was like $1,400. And then it just grew from there. 2 weeks later, research, gubernatorial congressional testimony, $1,080. On April 25th, analyze instances where congressional committees subpoena state executives, $1,710. I could go on and read yeah. for the rest of your show
right.
these things. And it's just, it's stunning. And I do understand Governor Walz is not the only one who has done this. In fact, the mayor of Boston racked up $650,000. The mayor of Denver, $250,000. J.B. Pritzker from Illinois also paid a law firm, but he paid for it out of his own pockets.
He did. He's also very, very,
very
wealthy.
Yeah. But it raises the question, and it's a legitimate question. Governor Walz has been governor now for nearly 8 years. He served 12 years in Congress. He knows how these hearings work. They had some of these light items where they were researching the Minnesota state budget. How do these people know more
yes.
about the Minnesota state budget yeah. than the governor? And I don't know if at some point members of his staff don't know when they make a phone call to the lawyer that they're on the clock. I mean, the moment they pick up that phone, hello, this is Samantha. You know, 10 minutes later, you know, you're $150 into adding to the bill. And this went on for $430,000 over the course of a little over 2 months.
Well, I made that point. I'll just reveal more of my personal life. Divorced attorney. I became good friends. My attorney, Dick Goff, who since has passed away, and I miss him. I mean, we became good friends. And cases done. His offices were just down here. And one time I came over just to say hi. How's everybody doing? And I got a bill. And I walked back in after work and I said, hang on a second. I'm not on the clock here when I'm just saying hi. So I walked into the person who's in charge of the, and I tore it up and I said, you may have seen me walk in. There was no legal conversation. We all became friends. So no. So apparently maybe the Walz office also thought, hey, we're kind of friends. You want to talk? No, it doesn't work that way. Okay, so you quote an individual we've had on this show before, Harry Nisko, who's very, very upset, you know, that the attorney general could help, his attorneys could help. Is this one of these situations where if the shoe was reversed and this was Jeff Johnson, this was Scott Jensen, this was Matt Burke, whoever, you know, Kendall Qualls, do we think the Republicans would have done the exact same thing? If the Democrats were in charge and it was going to be a lot of yelling and screaming, because Pete Stauber was extraordinarily upset when it involved what Governor Walz said about his military service and his rank and then related to his wife, it was very confrontational. But is it fairly likely that a Republican governor would have done the same thing, or can we just think that, but we can't prove that?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I ran that scenario by the governor's office, and they said, well, Democrats don't generally try to waste the time of governors and call them before these committees just so they can harangue and criticize and grandstand.
Okay.
But I don't know that there's 100% truth to that, but currently Republicans have all the levers of power in Washington. That is, I was in this hearing. I was sitting 10 feet behind Governor Walz and Governor Pritzker and Governor Hochul. And during the 5 minutes Tom Emmer had to talk to Governor Walz spoke for 19 seconds.
Yeah.
The rest of it was 4 minutes and 41.
It's embarrassing.
Of Tom Emmer going after him. And Tom Emmer wasn't the only one.
No.
Many of these Republicans did the same thing. And then they went off into transgender bathroom use.
Yeah.
This whole thing was supposed to be about sanctuary state or sanctuary city policies and about immigration, and it veered off into every single complaint they had about Governor Walz. So from that standpoint, I can understand why he wanted to be prepared, but it's hard to know why your own lawyers, your own people you have here, and the attorney general. One item I'm looking at here for $315, it was analyze and summarize guidance from Attorney General Ellison regarding immigration enforcement. Yeah. Why don't you just have Attorney General Ellison summarize the guidance? That costs $315.
Minor point. Yeah, I mean, yes.
And, you know, but this goes on and on. And so it's, I don't know if Republicans would have done it. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on that if Democrats take back the House next year and they have hearings like this. But right now, I don't know that whataboutism passes muster here.
Yeah,
What about the mayor of Boston? What about the mayor of Denver? What about, you know, the governor?
It's way
here?
Too much money. It just is.
It's a lot of money for something that probably, I mean, Governor Walz is one of the most now experienced politicians. He ran for Congress initially as an outsider. He is now very much an insider.
Correct.
He could have handled most of this without any of this guidance, I believe.
I agree 1,000%. Thank you, my friend. I'll see you at nighttime law school later tonight.
Absolutely. Never too late to go back to law school.
Thank you. Tom, we'll be all over on Channel 5, the Nicole Mitchell trial. Our friend Susie's here. Little relationship talk with Susan K. Jones when we return on CZO.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we're going to talk dating. Dave found the story out of Yahoo.
Okay.
Where it's ranking areas and how good they are for dating. Map of the top metro areas for dating. Would you like the score methodology? Mingle score, unmarried population. Gender balance of unmarried population. Restaurant, bars, cafes, museums, and movie theaters per, again, 100,000 people. Share of people live alone. Regional price for parties for services, including dining out. Medium income for non-family households. Dave, go ahead and tell Susan K. Jones where Minneapolis ranks on this list.
Where do you think, Susie, among all the metro areas in the country, how do you think Minneapolis does?
12.
We're terrible. 97.
97?
97th. Do the math. That means there's 96 better.
Holy cow. Under those categories
that's
about
right.
Where to meet and
we stink
ratio.
For singles.
Well, that's nice to hear. At least I don't then it takes it. You know,
you should feel better
yes.
About your situation.
Blame the town.
Right?
Okay, if you're single, text me right now. When you hear this methodology ranks the Twin Cities area as a disaster for dating, 97th. Do you buy that? Maybe you were single, now you're in a relationship. You're familiar with the single game. Do you think this area is awful for dating? Susie, do you think this is a bad area for dating?
That's a really good question because remember, I'm a little odd.
No.
A little? Okay.
And
calm
down. I don't really hit the bar scene. And a lot of people in their
50s. Yeah, but a lot of
60s,
people don't hit the bar scene and they're
but
dating.
Of course, so online dating, going back to your criteria, which is essentially what I am using now.
Because look
at
this,
dates.
Is restaurants, bars, yes, but also cafes, museums, movie theater, share of people live alone, gender balance of unmarried population. Sure, there's a lot of people out there in their late teens, sneaking in, and 20s, 30s, and 40s are looking for a little something-something at the bar. But there's a lot of other people who have no interest in that. And are on the dating sites or are being set up by friends. See, I'm actually shocked that we're ranked this low.
Me too, because we do have a lot of good stuff to offer in the city in terms of, or the Twin Cities in terms of, if you're just talking about like fun stuff to do, to go out, we've got some great places.
Yes.
Fun stuff. You know, there's a lot of choices when it comes to what you want to do on a date. I felt like it was saying that we're just a bad city and that there's nothing fun to do here.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true. And there are, you know, they're trying to, it's the ratio to a populations, right? So they're not just going to say, well, New York, LA, just rank them proportionally that way. But there is a lot of options in this town. And even in winter, and I'm way more of a summer person, even though this summer, my God, just 82 every once in a while would be nice. There's tons of stuff to do in the winter.
Yeah.
Where people are all in.
So we were judged on how many single people there are.
Well, here's the methodology. Okay. I'll give it to you again. Unmarried population. And Dave, is this the data specifically from Minneapolis right here that they're using?
No, that's just in general.
Yeah.
I think that's what, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Using, this is using all of it just to get to the 100%, right?
Okay.
Unmarried population, ages 20 to 54, they base that 35%. Gender balance of unmarried population, 20 to 54, 20%, right? Dating spot scores, it's a total of 35%, but it's restaurant, bars, cafes, museums, theaters, 30%. Share people live alone, they factor that 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Cost to dating score. Regional price for parties for service, going to dine out, 5%. Median income for non-family households, 5%. So there's a cross-section. There is a really good cross-section. So if you're single, I want you to text me. Is this a bad place to date? Because I just, Dave, it's been a while since you dated, but you have plenty of friends who date. What does your gut tell you about this town as a dating place?
My gut says that we're getting hosed by this deal. We're not number one. I think winter hurts us quite a bit. I don't know how that factors into the methodology, but having 4 or 5 months out of the year where it's really hard to go on a walk outside. Makes it a little tough.
Yeah.
Makes it a little tough.
Right?
But, I mean, we're a tremendous summer town. People love to get outside when the weather's nice. People love to, you know, you can meet people around a lake just as easily as you can in a bar or a museum.
Text.
I don't know. Maybe we're just too high priced. Maybe that's the problem. Or restaurants are too high priced.
Texter says, if Susie would just try harder, our rating would go up. They're putting it all on you, Susie.
Wow. That's nice.
They're putting it all on you. Okay, what is the latest in the Susie Jones dating situation? Well, the last time we chatted.
Let's call it a saga.
This last time we talked.
Susie's saga.
We had the one guy, you wouldn't tell us his name.
Nope.
I don't know why, because you're not going on a date with him again, I don't think.
Nope.
And he doesn't listen to the show, but his name is Ralph.
We named him Ralph.
Because he kept telling you how many women he slept with.
That's right.
Three times.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say the number.
No, but he also didn't say slept with. He said he had a high body count.
Body count.
Which to me indicates how many people you've killed.
Yeah. Well, if it really was that, then you should have left immediately.
That's right.
And you stayed there for dinner and everything.
And dessert.
And he's talking about how many people you think it's possible that he's saying how many people he killed. And you're just hanging with him.
Listen, man, I wasn't paying for that dinner. That was a complete and total.
Was it a nice place?
I said it was a little kitschy. It was out in Arden Hills. It was a little, you know. But he asked me, so he was paying. Sometimes on these little dates, I'd be curious from listeners, single people,
yep.
When you go on a Bumble date, do you go halfsies? Do you go Dutch? Do you go each pay?
Yeah, first date, what's our gut? First date, let's say you're 45 and older, okay? So you're not a kid, 45 and older, first date, you're in this business. What's happened with you? Is it more often 50-50? Is it the guy?
I think it's for me personally, I like to get separate checks.
Separate checks?
Yeah, because there's an imbalance of power to me. I don't like to be into anybody for anything. If you come over to my house and you know.
Nice first date. Let's go.
If you come over to my house. No, I'm talking about being,
I'm kidding.
Being
maybe
indebted.
As a
I got a free basement in September. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, I think it's best to keep it on an even playing field.
Okay, that's fair.
Not one person's up or down.
Got it. Ronald has called in. He wants to comment on the dating scene. Ronald, appreciate the phone call. Are you single yourself, Ronald, or are you out of this business? Where are you at?
Yes, I am single, and I have been looking for some time. I don't use the dating apps for hookups, so that is probably where I probably fail the most in meeting people. But this scene in Minneapolis and St. Paul has been very lackluster in that people don't want to engage, and that is a part of the dating scene is to be out there. But everyone is not engaged.
So if you're talking about, Susie's talking about lack of engagement, where do you try to go then to interact, to create some sort of engagement?
Are you asking Susie or me?
You, Ronald.
Ronald McDonald.
Oh. Yes, I enjoy sports in that watching things. So any kind of basketball, soccer, those fields, those areas, I tend to be there. And then bike riding. I know it was mentioned around the lakes. It's a very good place. But you know the bars and the that scene. You know, that's where you really have to be, but they don't even want to be, they don't want to make eye contact there. If I came to a group of girls or young women my age, peers, and there's 4 or 5 of them, the barrier of entry is very difficult. And even just striking up a conversation with the whole group, let alone one.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so I find that. Have you watched Love Is Blind in the Twin Cities?
I at times not as consistent as some others.
It was new and it had bad, horrible reviews, And I think that's reflective of this area. The people that they had on that, very reflective, very judgmental, and very close-minded.
I wholeheartedly agree with you,
yeah,
Ronald.
You people are bitter. Thank you, Ronald.
I think women...
Lighten up a little bit.
No, I think that he's right, that engagement, eye contact, being open to talking, I think at least when I'm having a bad day...
Well, how about Ronald? I mean, Ronald, would you date Ronald?
No.
That was fast. I mean, you just heard him for 2 minutes. You're out.
I can feel things. I don't know. Ronald doesn't want to date me.
How do you know that?
I don't.
If Ronald calls back in and says, let's go for a bike ride around the lakes and then maybe.
Can I have an electric bike?
That's up to you and Ronald. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'll
bike.
Go out with Ronald.
Okay.
Ronald
maybe a bicycle back. Built for two.
No, I don't want a tandem bike.
How about a unicycle?
You guys are...
How about we just see you juggling on the unicycle?
We need a new red panda for at least a little bit.
Oh, my God. That might be too soon. That's too soon.
I did for a little bit. She's coming back.
Yeah, okay. It's coming back. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, it was nice to visit with you.
I want you to date Ronald. Ronald, please call back, and I want you and Ronald to go on a good date. Now, some people are loving Ronald. Some people are not. I mean, we would never offer an opinion like that. No. No, not at all. Thank you, Susie.
I think if I go out with Ronald, though, you have to foot the bill. If it's a setup, you have to foot the bill.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, bring your bikes, and I'll point you to which lake, and there's my tab.
How about a little sandwich somewhere at a little shop along the way?
Fine.
You'll pay for a sandwich.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Ronald's on you.
Ronald, call back.
Bye.
You know what else is on me? My advice to go to Stretch Lab. Everybody, Susie, Ronald, I don't think that's your first. Maybe it is your first date. Maybe it's a physical fitness date.
A great date.
You know, you say, hey, we're gonna go for a walk. And so they have one right by the lakes that I have had multiple sessions at the Stretch Lab right by Bidet-McCoska. You want to be old school? Lake Calhoun, whatever you want. They have double-figure locations of Stretch Labs in this town. They are fabulous. They help me out when I need it or to get ahead of things, because we all should be stretching, and we don't stretch enough unless it's a very small group. Trained specialists who can work with you, and they're going to evaluate you. They're going to work with your body. It's not like, hey, one thing we're going to do, no matter if you're young or old or fit or not that fit. That's how good they are at stretchlab.com. They have a 25-minute session. They have a 50-minute session. You want to bike better. You want to play golf better. You want to tennis. You want to pickleball. You want to compensate for your sitting around the couch too much. My friends at Stretch Lab will help you out. Don't hesitate. Go online right now. StretchLab.com. Emmy Awards announced today. Again, I've said this from the start. The Bear, season one, great. Season two, historic. Season three, eh. Season four, bounce back. But again, nominated as a comedy. Honestly, stop. 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 There's a few chuckles. It's drama written all over it. Severance, the big winner with 27. Then you get to The Penguin, which I wanted to watch. Did you watch The Penguin? I heard great things about it.
No, I did not.
The Studio on White Lotus, 23. Charge, I think I mentioned this. Charge is trying to convince me that I will love The Studio with Seth Rogen. You know what the problem with that show for me so far? Too much Seth Rogen. I think he's thinking it because it's got a lot of real people come in and do these cameos, so it's a little Curb-like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know Larry David. I'm familiar with Larry David. Seth Rogen, you're no Larry David. Not like I hate it, but I think it's getting too many words. Best show I've watched recently, Department Q, and also Adolescence won a lot of awards. Watch that. It'll stay with you for a long time.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.